Hello, I'm Rebecca Frazier, and I'm an associate professor and mentor at the Harry Van Arsdale Jr. Center for Labor Studies in Manhattan. I teach writing and literature classes with working class themes, as well as sections of educational planning, which for us is also an introduction to labor studies. What I'm going to talk to you about today is the book that I am currently working on. In particular, I'm going to talk to you about how it helped me think about the roots of my pedagogy. Perhaps you too will be inspired to think about the roots of your own pedagogy. My book is entitled A Heart for All, and it is a biography memoir about my grandmother, who was a pioneer in special education and music therapy. After teaching troubled students in a one-room schoolhouse on the North Dakota prairie from 1918 to 1920, she started the Home Study School in 1935 in Minneapolis with seven intellectually disabled children, at a time when most of these children were sent to institutions where they were locked in cages and treated like animals. Louise Whitbeck Frazier believed strongly that otherly abled children are more like typically abled children than they are unlike. They have the same need for love and attention, the same need for exercise and play, and the same need to be challenged in a school setting. She always saw her students' particular needs and taught and interacted with them according to those needs. She was an original student-centered teacher. When she would come to visit our family at the holidays, she would sit me down and show me the picture of each child in her school and tell me a story about the particular successes and positive attributes of each child. She knew each and every student at her school, even when it grew to be over 100 students. I truly believe my own student-centered pedagogy began to be developed even before I knew that I would become a teacher, before I knew I would become a mentor. Today on my desk is the bell that she rang on the North Dakota prairie, beckoning children to school. It reminds me of those pedagogical roots, of the need to see my students not only as a group, but as a set of individuals with particular needs and gifts to offer to the class gathering. I think of my grandmother as I work with an individual student on his or her rationale and degree program, and when I teach a group of students too. And as I write and research her pedagogy, I reflect on the deep roots of my own. Have you thought much about how you came to practice mentoring and teaching in the manner in which you do? Exploring the roots of my pedagogy has deepened my commitment to students, to their needs and contributions. Perhaps reflecting on your own pedagogical roots will help you in your teaching and mentoring. I hope so.